Hey, Nick.
Hello, Warwick.
Hello, listeners.
Oh, hello, listeners.
Didn't talk over you.
I left it as dead air. I didn't want to be rude again.
All right. I've got my laughter ready.
How do you tell the difference between a bull and a cow?
I think the answer's obvious, but obviously not.
It's either one or the other.
G'day, I'm Woz.
And I'm Nick, sometimes Coxie, mostly Nick.
This is the Tradies in Business podcast, and we're here to share a bunch of tips, ideas, tactics that you can put in place to get change happening in your trade business right now.
If you're really lucky, we're going to entertain you with a few mum jokes, and more importantly, a bunch of fantastic guests that will educate you in all things you need to know about trade business, but we do promise to do it with a whole bunch of fun along the way.
I'm a self-confessed idiot, so strap yourself in and enjoy another episode.
I think you'd want to like that one.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Okay, I'm just going to move right on from that. There's way too much fodder in there for me. Okay, this is a no bull episode.
Oh, stop.
I'm going to milk it for all it's worth, though.
I'm just going to pretend I can't hear you at this point.
G'day, listeners.
Joke if you keep doing these.
G'day, listeners. Great to be back on another episode. We're going to talk about today knowing what to start with. Would that be a reasonable summary, Nick?
Yeah. People won't have a clue what we're talking about now. And I thought it was a great, you suggested this topic. Because we often do a lot of planning before our podcasts, i.e. about 30 seconds. And so when we planned for this one today, do you know how professional I suddenly feel? I know how many other podcasts in our space use scripts and they've got the the whole shebang happening with a beautiful curated video feed, the whole
in studio and slick editing. And
but none of that.
That's not why you're here, is it, listeners? You like the real, unedited, unscripted stuff because that's what business is all about. Business isn't scripted and edited. Your life's not edited and scripted, and unless, of course, you're addicted to Instagram posts and you curate everything. But that aside, it's raw and it's real, Coxie, like your jokes.
Yeah, they're really real. Anyway.
Unedited.
In the 30 seconds before we pressed record for this episode, in our pre-planning, we decided, or you decided, you came up with a fantastic suggestion of talking about where to start. Because when we ask new tradiepreneurs what they think they need the most in their business journey, it's generally a starting point. Most of them say, I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what to do. Because you as the tradie, it's not your fault. We've spoken about how this isn't your fault before. It's not your fault that you don't know where to start with running a business. It's not your fault that you don't know where to go, what to do. You're not taught. So we're going to do a little bit of teaching you today to help you understand where to go from here.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like, and perhaps you're listening to this podcast because you've made a decision that you want to learn some more, you want to do things differently. And so you've gone looking for information, which is one of the first steps. But then even Nick and I have come at you with 600 episodes of information and ideas and strategies and tactics and things you need to change. It's like, oh my gosh, where do I even start?
Yeah.
And that can be one of the biggest blockages to doing anything because it becomes so overwhelming that you don't actually do anything different. You're just kind of on pause.
Analysis paralysis. Because 100%. I know there are all these things to do and I don't know where to start.
And I don't want to do the wrong one.
No.
And I don't want to do them out of order if there's a right order, but no one seems to be able to tell me if there's a right order.
No. I'm going to give us a shameless plug here. When I don't know where to start with my health or fitness, I go to the doctor or I go to the naturopath or I go to my coach. And one of those three people are going to direct me in the right direction. I suspect many of you, this is why you listen to this podcast. Aside from my jokes and my incredible wit, there's another reason you listen to this. It's because we give you some direction. We help you with where to from here and what to do next. That's a coach's role, is to help direct you, to help you understand the psychology behind the decisions that you make, to help you understand how to get somewhere faster than you would ordinarily do it. and to tailor that experience for you, just like a football coach or a Pilates coach or a mountain bike coach. We all do a very similar role. So I'm just patting myself on the back here, because if you are truly stuck and you get to the end of this episode today and you think, I don't know where to go from here, I'm still really confused, come onto the website, find the brainstorm link, book a brainstorming session or book a session to learn more about the Tradiepreneur program so that we can help you get unstuck. That's very much what we do in that first 15-minute session. We help you make a plan.
Just give you the first steps. Because once you take that first step, often it's like, now I can see the next step. Now I can see the next step. So sometimes just taking a first step, like Coxie said, booking a brainstorm, that's been the first step to so many of our clients' stellar results.
100%.
We have clients that have gone from, 600K to 3 mil turnover, profit growth, all sorts of stuff, gone to, more profit without more turnover, paying themselves a big fat wage and only working 5 days a week, like all sorts of cool stuff. But it all started just with that big step, it feels like at the time of, oh my gosh, I'm going to take a big scary step and talk to Nick and Woz about what the hell's going on and what I should do next. So if you feel like that's a risk you're willing to take, strap on the bungee cord, jump off the bridge, and we'll see you on the way down.
I'm glad it's a bungee cord they're strapping on.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't just chuck you off a bridge with no safety rope.
No, we would never do that. Never at all.
All right, so let's give you some information today that if you don't feel like you're ready to talk to Nick and I mean, we're pretty scary and aggressive and stuff, and we are business coaches after all, so no wonder no one wants to talk to us. But plenty of people do, and we've got plenty of tradiepreneurs who talk to us every day. We love our tradiepreneurs.
We're very lucky. I think, Warwick, we actually need to start with, and you might think it's different, and that's okay. This is the advantage of having two of us. I think there's three key areas in trade businesses that we should explain to our listeners. The three key areas that we see require focus and attention for you to get some of the results, and I think that's probably the beginning of this process. We've got some really fancy names for the three key areas, and they're all trademarked. So this is probably the only fancy thing that we ever do. Oh, our website's pretty fancy. But we have three key areas that we speak to a lot in the program, the first of which is a money system. We call it the Tradie Money Machine. It's a fantastic system and structure to help you understand why you're making the money that you're currently making, how to make more money out of the work that you are currently doing, how to ensure that you've got the right money in the right place at the right time so that you can pay all your tax obligations and your super, plenty of money for holidays, etc., what changes you can make, and then what all of this means for you. The most important part of this, I think, is I love as a coach watching the light bulbs go off for our clients when they finally have the penny drop, pardon the pun, and all of the money stuff makes sense. They understand what the tools are for, how to utilize the tools, what information those tools is actually giving them, because it's not necessarily about the number on the page. It's about how you can utilize that in your life. So that's system number one. System number two, I did wait for you to jump in.
I didn't want to come and piss on your parade, Coxie.
No, I'm happy to share my... system number two.
I'll do number three, okay?
All right. Which one would you prefer to do? Because I'm just going to go now. And
the one you don't do.
Okay, I'm going to talk about the system of systems. We have a fantastic system for all of the systems in your business called the Tradie System Stack. See, I told you they were really fancy trademarked names. Okay, the trademarks are pending, but they're coming. The Tradie System Stack is about finding ways. You remember last week or recently we spoke about delegation versus abdication. This is around creating that structure in your business so the structure is doing the delegation for you so you can have consistency within your business. You think about the lack of consistency with your cash flow, the lack of consistency with your team or the job results or your leads or your conversion rate. Like, there are so many parts of your business that will lack consistency that the Tradie System Stack can most definitely assist you with. It's your opportunity to understand the various parts of your business that require some creation of systems in, and then help you create the desired system so that you can pass it on and delegate effectively to your team member so that we all get that consistent result that we want so frequently. So the tradie system stack, I think, is number two.
Which means number three is? I'm used to doing workshops where I want to say, okay, gang, what do you think the third one is? Put it in the chat. Because we do everything on Zoom these days like we are right now.
Yes.
So money, systems, it's got to be team.
Got to be people.
And for some of you listening to this, you might not have a team yet, except you kind of do because you would have a spouse. Maybe you've got a bookkeeper or an accountant. So you do have team. It just doesn't look the way you think it does, perhaps yet. And for others of you, you will have three or four tradespeople, apprentices, all that sort of stuff. So our fancy named thing is the Tradie Team Blueprint. And the blueprint kind of alludes to the fact that this is just a set of plans that you can follow. Mm. Working with team is not some art form. It's not rubbery and magical and all that sort of stuff. You don't need to be a gun psychologist or a human behavior geek like me. You just need to follow a blueprint. And so that looks like a particular structure, not of the legal stuff, which is really important, but that actually sits in the system stack, funnily enough, around the compliance.
Mm-hmm.
But with your team, there's three main parts to it. You want to find them and bring them on board. You want to keep them, and you want to keep them performing while they're there. So within those areas, there are a bunch of processes that you can follow, things you just need to stick to and do consistently. They're not hard things to do. They might feel a little scarier to some people than others because it involves talking to other humans. I know I find that a bit challenging at times. That's why I like podcasting so much. I only have to talk to Coxie. She's very tolerant. And you're not in the same room, so there's no pheromones.
No.
But, it really is just follow the bouncing ball. It's a blueprint. It's a map. Same for growing your team. It's a blueprint. And so we teach our tradiepreneurs how to do that and how to follow that system. And the ones that do are generally like, holy crap, this is actually really simple to get performance out of our team.
It really is quite simple to get consistent performance from your team. It's not cloak and daggers. I think everybody thinks it's really, really hard, and it's not. It's just a structure that you need to follow as an employer and your team need to follow as team members.
And you don't need to go and do some fancy management or leadership transformational course for 10 grand to go and figure out how to do this. You don't have to read every management book and psychology book known to man. You can do that stuff. It's helpful. It's interesting. You just got to follow the system. Even recruitment, we had a client do this recently. They followed our system and he was dead set, surprised. Not that he should be surprised that it worked, but I think he was pleasantly surprised or amazed at the results that came in. And this is hiring for a carpenter in a major metro area in Australia where the general consensus is you can't get good staff, certainly carpenters, and certainly not responding to a job ad, but using the system that we've developed, the blueprint, it worked. That's what systems do.
They do. Okay, so we've given you the three key areas in your trade business that you need to be focusing on. Now we're going to teach you how to identify where to start, because that's all well and good, knowing that there's all this stuff that I need to do as a business owner, but where on earth do I start?
Oh, can I be really cheesy and say you start with a 15-minute brainstorming session? No. There's a link below. Click on it now. Where you start is with I think there's two ways to figure this out, and I'll talk about the specific how-to that you can run through, but you start with the one not that is necessarily the worst or the most broken, which is where I think a lot of people go to. They try and solve the most painful problem first, but it's a little bit of the principle that comes from a book called The One Thing, which we talk about a bit with our members, and it's the area that if you get it sorted will make everything else easier or less complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it might feel like your biggest problem is with your team, because that's right in your face every day, you're dealing with hassles. But maybe the area you should start with is your cash flow. Mm. Because if your cash flow wasn't so rubbish, you could actually, I don't know, buy some better tools and talk to the team about performance bonuses and stuff that right now you're like, there's no way I can afford to do that. I can't even pay my bills.
Mm.
So it's not always the loudest problem is the one you should start with. So we have a tool. You can kind of do this yourself in your own office or wherever. And that is to use a traffic light system.
Mm-hmm.
Think about those three key areas that Coxie and I just took you through. Think about some of the main components of each of those. So with your team, you know, you've got, is it recruitment? Is it their performance? Is it their quality or something? You know, if you've got a problem with culture, just figure out what are some of the areas that make sense to you in your business. Again, we have detailed tools that we use with our tradiepreneurs to make this easier. With your money stuff, is it cash flow? Is it your margins are too tight? Are you, you know, is it in the systems with your sales? Are you not winning enough jobs? Are you getting a lot of tire kickers or working with rubbish clients? Think about what are the key areas within each of those three, and then just run a traffic light system. Is it red? Is it broken or completely missing? Do you have no systems at all? Are you not using job management software yet? That's a red. Is it yellow? Is it sort of working some of the time, but definitely needs a lot of improvement? You know, if you've got a basic debt collection process in place, but you don't follow it all the time, maybe that's a yellow. Or is it green? You're killing it, crushing it. You use employment contracts with all your team, and you're doing all the performance stuff, and you've got reviews happening, and your communication system's on point. Maybe that's a green. That's working all the time. And just go through and give yourself traffic light color on each of those areas that you've identified in your own business. And then when you stand back and look at that, often, not always, but often there's a standout where it's like, huh, it's actually our systems that need the most work. We've got a crap load of red and yellow there. Yeah, team, there's some red stuff and money, we've got some red and yellow, but really the weight of evidence says that our systems are broken. Mm. Let's go and focus there. And then within systems, it's our marketing. Marketing sucks. We're attracting the wrong clients. And that's the biggest problem that's actually creating all these other headaches in our business. So if you do that exercise, you can figure out where to start.
Now, if you do that exercise and you're scratching your head and you're thinking, holy crap, I still don't know where to start. There's too much to do. There's a couple of things you can do. Of course, we've mentioned it already. You can hit us up for a brainstorming session. We'll help make it clear for you. We'll at least get you started in the right direction. If we can help you, great. If we can't, that's all right. We'll give you a plan. The other thing you can do is hit up the website where there's a whole bunch of free trainings, including some video trainings on a lot of this stuff that we're talking about today. Not necessarily identifying where to start, and there is some trainings in each of those three key areas that might help you just get unstuck or begin the process of fixing something in your business.
Mm.
You just head on over to tradersandbusiness.com.au. Also, if you've got a particular thing that you need to fix and you don't know how to fix it, you can hit us up on social media and let us know that you would like to hear a podcast episode about a thing. And we will absolutely, happily create a podcast episode just for you. We might even use your name, so that you can walk around and proudly tell everyone that you got your questions answered by Tradies and Business. So if you are scratching your head after doing the traffic light system and you still can't quite take that next step, you've got three fantastic options there, so we can continue to support you, because this is very much about what we enjoy doing. We enjoy supporting you. We want to see you make a change. Don't just listen. I know we're witty and funny and actually really good looking. You should go and check out our YouTube channel. And also,
now I know you're full of shit.
Yeah. We also really just want to help you get unstuck. That's what we're doing, what we're doing for.
You got to actually do something, listeners. So take Nick's advice. Don't just take on the info. Go do something. And I'd like to thank you for listening.
Hooroo.